This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Wednesday dismissed concerns that criminal charges brought against Hamas leaders in connection with the October 7th attack in Israel would complicate ongoing negotiations to reach a Gaza ceasefire deal in return for the release of hostages held by Hamas. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has this report.
Six Hamas leaders were indicted in connection to the October 7 attack in Israel by the U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
For financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States.
Three of the indicted Hamas leaders, Ismail Haniyeh, Marwan Issa, and Mohammed Deif, are believed to have been killed by Israel. The three remaining include the group's top leader, Yahya Sinwar, who is key to ongoing negotiations for a ceasefire in return for a hostage release agreement. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Wednesday announced criminal charges, the seizure of internet domains, and sanctions related to Russian disinformation efforts to influence the U.S. presidential election.
We have no tolerance for attempts by authoritarian regimes to exploit our democratic system of government.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said the actions relate to Russia's use of state media to enlist unwitting American influencers to spread propaganda and disinformation. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog said a cooling tower at Ukraine's Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant had been badly damaged in a fire last month and would probably have to be demolished. That coming from Rafael Grossi, director of the